live, the Chris Fade Show, Ramadan Mubarak from us here on Virgin Radio. If you're breaking fast, 7:04 tonight, Dubai time, Sharjah and Ajman. Talking about breaking fast, iftar, sahur, this is very cool, clinical dietitian Layla Smiley. She's from the Shammah Clinic and she's here answering all your questions. Ajman, good morning, man. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
We're doing well. What would you like to ask Layla?
I would like to ask her about diabetic persons. I'm diabetic and I don't fast, but I intend to do so. But what would she advise me to do so?
Being diabetic, obviously. What do we do here, Layla?
The first thing you want to do is consult your doctor because, you know, when you're diabetic, it's a bit tricky depending on what medications you're on or if you're insulin dependent or what type of diabetes you have. So the first thing you want to do is consult your doctor. And once you get their approval, it's better to do a customized meal plan, actually, according to your personalized needs for diabetes.
So you're saying you would really be preparing what you're going to be having for iftar, for sahur, like it's...
Well, I mean, just for any diabetic, I mean, generally they should be, you know, having low glycemic foods, like the foods we discussed that are high in fiber, like whole grains and, you know, but their meals should be split, you know, more than somebody else that's not diabetic. So we don't have just the one, like the big meal at iftar time, because that's too much at once. So yeah, it would be split into two meals to have them, you know, have their sugar regulated, and then for sure not miss sahur. But again, it all depends on the person and
what
on
type
their
of diabetes you have, for
yes,
example.
Exactly.
Ayan, are you splitting your meals now, or are you just smashing it?
No, I split my meals very properly, for sure.
Do you feel it? Do you feel it being diabetic, like it throughout Ramadan fasting?
So I didn't fast Ramadan so far.
Yeah.
I feel strong. I feel that I could do, but sometimes I have a very low sugar, and then that's...
That's why we recommend that you actually consult your doctor, because we don't want to run into hypoglycemia, because that's dangerous for you.
Of course.
Yeah, because a lot of diabetics can't fast more than 6 hours, and that's one of the reasons we say keep your meals less than 6 hours apart.
One of my friends who's diabetic who tries to fast, he does as much as he possibly can, then he realizes when his blood sugar level is dropping, he has to consume something, but you know, mentally he is fasting at the same time. Good luck, bro, good luck. Sarah, real quickly, what's your question, Sarah?
When do we have to do our exercises, or when is the ultimate time to do our exercise?
Now, this is a good question.
Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. This is a very good question, because the boys in the gym who I train with who are fasting, they're coming in at 5 o'clock, and they're training all the way just before iftar. But they say that they feel that's the best time for them, but... is it? I don't know.
I mean, it depends. I mean, you have to listen to your body with that. But yeah, it is a good time, because you're just breaking your fast after. So if you lose a lot of fluids right then, you're going to replenish right away.
You're saying at night?
Right before the fast.
Yeah.
I mean, but usually we do recommend that if you're doing high intensity exercise to do it while you're not fasting.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you're okay, it's the best time to do it is right before iftar, because at that time too, your body has depleted all the glycogen stores and you're probably going to be burning mostly fat, and you have the chance to replenish right after when you do your iftar.
So just before iftar is probably the best for you. Hey, clinical dietitian, if you want to know more, her name is Layla Smiley. You can find her at the Shammah Clinic. Thank you so much for coming in. You're very, very informative. And she's about 8.5 months pregnant here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming up. We appreciate it, all right? Layla Smiley, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks.
Ramadan Kareem from us.
Ramadan Kareem to you guys.
To you guys, exactly.